We wanted to take some time before the week ran out to acknowledge the passing of one of Wisconsin's most preeminent authors. Ben Logan was 94 years old when he died last week. Back in 1975, he took readers around the world with him to the rolling oak and maple-covered hills of southwest Wisconsin and a hilltop farm overlooking the tiny village of Gay's Mills called Seldom Seen.
Once you've lived on the land, been a partner with its moods, secrets, and seasons, you cannot leave. The living land remembers, touching you in unguarded moments, saying, "I am here, you are part of me." When this happens to me, I go home again, in mind or in person, back to a hilltop world in southwestern Wisconsin. This is the story of that farm and its people.
That's narrator Carl Schmidt reading the first few lines of The Land Remembers, a fixture on WPR's Chapter a Day for the better part of three decades. To get some perspective, we wanted to talk to a writer who was influenced by Ben Logan and also takes readers from around the world to rural Wisconsin. So we called Michael Perry, author of Population 485 and other beloved books, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Well, good morning.
You had an occasion to meet Ben Logan. How did that go?
I did. It was wonderful. It was at a writer's group event in Viroqua, and we sat in front of a class of writers and talked about writing, and frankly, I have no idea what I said. I was just honored to be sitting next to a guy who really had shaped me as a writer long before I had any idea I wanted to be a writer. But I had been a voracious reader growing up, and at some point, I probably was my mom, because she gave me most of my good books, got me a copy of The Land Remembers, and our neighbors were old Norwegian bachelors, and they had farmed with horses, and so I'd heard their stories, and yet they were still actively farming, so to me, that was tangible history. I could almost touch it, and of course, when I was reading Ben's book, I was hearing those same stories again, and then as time passed, and I would go back and reread The Land Remembers, of course, those things became more and more nostalgic.
Is it an overstatement to say that The Land Remembers is every bit as important as, say, the Sand County Almanac?
I think to certain people, yes. I mean, one of the things that's tricky about regional writing is that it's still always just one viewpoint. I mean, I sometimes am asked about, you know, do I feel that I've helped portray Wisconsin as it is? And I always am quick to say, well, yeah, the corner where I came from, but you know, the inner city Milwaukee experience is every bit a Wisconsin story. So I think that Ben's importance is just that he took that one place. He didn't claim it was the only Wisconsin experience, but he conveyed it in such a way that it spoke to a universal audience. That was his gift, I think, was you could be sitting in the middle of New York City and absolutely feel like you were under a tree in the farmyard where Mr. Logan grew up.
Michael Perry is one of Wisconsin's favorite authors. His new book is The Scavengers. Thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.